Grace and peace to you in the name of Christ, and welcome to West End. My name is Will, and I have the joy of serving with our pastoral team, and I'm grateful for the privilege of being with you tonight. As Christians, we fundamentally believe that there's power in gathering together, that Christ meets us in our brokenness, that Christ meets us in a place of confusion, that Christ meets us in grief, and that Christ directs us, heals us, nourishes us, and makes us beloved community. And so we're grateful that we are gathering tonight as West End in so many different ways, that we're worshiping here at Christ's table, that folks are joining us on live stream, that our Vandy Wesley is worshiping with other college ministries at Vanderbilt to create space for college students to be in communion with Christ, that our children are upstairs in this hour singing and learning the great songs of our faith and also making up their own, that downstairs in our lower level, we are creating space and communing 13 men as part of our Room in the Inn ministry. We're grateful that today we are reminded that God is calling us to be the church and to bear Christ's broken body in this world, to be bearers of hope. And so as tonight we begin our liturgy, I invite you to stand and to join me in our opening hymn for the healing of the nations.
Would you join me in the call to worship as printed in your bulletin? Take comfort, in the presence of God as we gather to worship on this day, we find encouragement. We are the people of God. May we continually strive to uplift and support all of God's creations. Trusting that God's love for us is unconditional and God's mercy is everlasting, let us make our confession with the confidence of children of God. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now, O God, we offer to you our individual confessions in silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and peace. The peace of Christ be with you.
Please join me for the prayer for. Please join me in the prayer for illumination printed in your bulletin. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Sorry. A lesson from the Gospel, the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. If you would like to read along in your pew Bible, turn to page 844 in your pew Bible, or in page 360 in the story Bible. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the God, Lord your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite," I don't know how to say that, sorry, "when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him. When I come back, I will repay whatever more you spend.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who had fell who fell into the hands of the robbers. He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The word of God for the people of God.
There's no prescribed posture. It's however you are tonight. I invite you to slowly close your eyes if you feel comfortable. And to take three slow breaths. Breathing in Christ's peace. Breathing out fear. Breathing in Christ's peace. Breathing out fear. One last breath. Breathing in Christ's peace. And exhaling the fear. With your eyes still closed, I invite you to notice your body. To feel your sit bones, to plant your feet on the ground, to sense yourself being planted in this time, in this space that God has set apart for us to be together exactly as we are. We have heard Jesus name the pattern of life. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. As these words resound through the aches and the joints of our bodies and the depths and caverns of our hearts, I invite you to touch your forehead with your hand and to receive now this prayer. God, whose dream for humanity is flourishing and life abundant. Liberate our minds from the bondage of hate, the delusions of scarcity, and the dominion of the powers and principalities. Fill our imagination with the visions of justice shared by your prophets, the scenes of abundance animated by your saving deliverance, of meals with multiplying loaves and fishes. Set in our imagination our neighbor's greatest gifts and deepest needs. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Now I invite you, friends, ever so gently to take your hand off of your forehead and to put your hand or both hands on your heart, and to receive now this prayer. God of restoration, heal our wounded hearts. Help us to receive without judgment the places where we are at our very core, battered, bruised, broken, angry, afraid, apathetic, resentful, disdaining, despairing. Give us the courage, God, to lift up our hearts to you, trusting that you are a God who brings beauty out of ashes, rejoicing out of mourning, eternal life out of death. Fill us with the boundless compassion and sacrificial love of Jesus. Make our hearts one with him. And make our hearts one with our neighbors who tonight truly are afraid. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And now, if you feel so led, I'm going to invite you into a space of slight discomfort. I invite you to open up your hands and to join your hands with the people surrounding you. And I recognize that we might have to move to do this, and that's okay. You don't need to stand, but to hold the hands of the people around you. And as we move from pew to pew and move to be near one another, might we know that this is the great movement of God, always to be near us and to draw us nearer to one another. And feeling the hand of your neighbor within your own, I invite you now to receive this prayer. God, who in Christ took on our flesh and our blood to reveal the depths of your love for us, open up our lives to receiving the hands of each other. Join our hands in prayer this night for the gifts of your kingdom. Join our hands in the work of justice and the commitment to care for the widow, the orphan, the poor, the imprisoned, the immigrant, the oppressed. Join our hands in hope that together we might become beloved community for such a time as this. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. One of the stories that defines us as Christians is the story of Jesus walking the road with the disciples. They were sharing with them where their hearts were. They were in a place of brokenness. They were in a place of having their hopes dashed. And it was a moment where Jesus reminded them of the story of the God who always makes a way where there seems to be no way. The God who is always directing and moving us toward liberating love. And when they finally got to a place where they would sit down and have a meal, this stranger who was walking with the disciples, Cleopas and his companion, invited the stranger to come and sit with them. And the stranger did, and they broke bread and they shared the cup. And in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup, the disciples realized that they were hosting the risen Lord. We so believe tonight that Jesus continues to do that, to gather his disciples around his table, that in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup, we might receive his life and love, so to share it with all. And so as we begin this great feast, I invite you to rise and to join in our prayer of thanksgiving.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, loving God, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. You provided manna to your people when they found themselves in the wilderness, and you led them to a land flowing with milk and honey. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Continue our liturgy in prayer. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, who in humility took on our flesh and was born into the vulnerability of a family with a teenage mom and a bewildered dad. and the poverty of a manger. His family fled to Egypt from threat of violence from King Herod. His whole life, he brought liberation and renewal. He declared that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He preached good news to the poor. He set the captives free. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you delivered us from our captivity to sin, shame, and death and the powers of this world, that we might be liberated in love to be liberators of love. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Christ took bread, and he gave thanks to you, and he broke the bread, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this as often as you eat of it in remembrance of me." After the supper was over, Christ took the cup and again gave thanks to you, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of our faith.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Please join me in the prayer Jesus taught his disciples to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
I'm going to invite our communion servers to come forward, and as I do, I want to offer some words of instruction. First, this table is the table of our risen Lord Jesus Christ. This is a table at which Jesus issues an open invitation. You need not be a member of this church or of any church to come and to receive the sacrament tonight. We will receive the sacrament by way of intinction. We will have Pastor Maggie Gerald guiding you to come forward. Pastor Maggie also will have hand sanitizer, and she'll share that with you all since we just had the chance to hold hands. You will come forward, and you'll come and you'll receive communion while you are still standing. So this is atypical for us Westenders, as we typically receive by kneeling. But we will come forward and we will receive by standing. We'll hold our hands open in a posture of openness to the gifts of God. Our servers will give you a piece of bread that is pre-cut, and you will take that piece of bread and you will dip it in the cup and receive the element at the same time. Beyond receiving the Holy Sacrament of Communion, Pastor Shannon and I will also be anointing your foreheads or your hands with oil. If you would like to receive that anointing, you can kneel at our communion rail after receiving communion. And if the rail is full at that moment, I invite you just to wait your turn to sit on the front row, and then when the communion rail is open, to go and to receive. The Christian practice of anointing with oil is actually rooted in our baptisms. It's been a practice where after baptizing the child, we will anoint a child with oil, and that's to mark them in the healing power of Jesus Christ. Because our vocation as Christians, as those who walk in the way of Jesus, is to be healers in this world, to be bearers of hope. And so if you wish to receive that sign of Christ's healing power at work in your life, we invite you to receive it after receiving the Holy Sacrament. Finally, after worship tonight, we will have the opportunity to pray. The sanctuary will be open. As you're coming forward to receive communion and to go back to your seats, you will notice two different prayer stations. And we invite you after worship to linger here in this space to pray and to engage in those prayer stations. Friends, might you come to the table and be nourished in the life and love of Christ. Amen. anoint you in the healing power. Friends, I invite you to stand and to join me in the prayer after receiving communion. You have given yourself to us, Lord. Now we give ourselves for others. Your love has made us a new people. As a people of love, we will serve you with joy. Your glory has filled our hearts. Help us to glorify you in all things. Amen.
Thank you.
Friends, this space will be held open as a sacred space of prayer. And as I mentioned, there's stations that you can engage in to continue to be in prayer for yourself, for your neighbors, for our country, for our world. Might this night we go into the world to renew our commission to be healers, to be bearers of hope, to draw forth from the great reservoir of courage from the saints, our ancestors of light, and to share the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ with our neighbors. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.